from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Cash the Ticket episodes are out for week one of college football. Check them out. Good night last night. North Dakota State.
Do you guys do every game?
Damn near every game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we probably pick 20 plus, at least talk about 20 plus, and Mike tries to talk me out of playing 20 games.
That's good advice.
His advice for week one was bankroll management. Don't get carried away. Evaluation, the transfer portal, new rosters. Don't get too carried away, which is why I'll be very curious to hear what he has come up with for his underdog pick of the week. He joins us on Fridays. Mike Valeni, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, sweetheart. You're a hopeless cause. You're going to bet 38 games. We both know it. So I give up.
Well, Mike, so to your point, week one, transfer portal. Everyone's in a new spot, new coaches, new players. How do you even know what is, other than Georgia, how do you even know what you're looking at?
You don't. No, John, I mean, that's the whole point. I mean, look, I got very fortunate last night. Like, I liked North Carolina. I made an assumption that Max Johnson would just be slightly less ass than he normally is. Not only was he equally as bad as I remember, then he got hurt. So you just start looking at things, and it's like, okay, North Carolina, good recruiting, ton of talent up front. They got that 5'11 guard Lumpkin I really like. But, like, John, you don't. And I got lucky. I mean, I needed a missed kick at the end to win the game, laying 1.5 and win by 2. You don't. But with Jim, it doesn't matter, John. You're not going to talk him out of it. You just, he's a runaway train. You just let it go.
Before we get to your underdog pick, we were talking Spartan football. Expectations for tonight and for the season?
I mean, who the hell knows? Here's my one thing. And Rico gets upset, but whatever, I don't care. It's not acceptable in the NIL era where you can buy a roster and the transfer portal where you can patch holes to go out and, at a program like MSU and go 4-8. Or 5-7. It's just not. That's a far cry from winning 8 or 9 games. But I don't know if that's answering your question, Jim. But like, I just honestly, if this guy goes 4-8 or 5-7, he can go back to Beaverton, Oregon. I'm not here for it. It's not the old way. You don't get 5 years. You don't even get 3. And you get to put together a roster quickly. Like, look, tonight, I don't know if Aiden Childs is any good. I know the pedigree, and I watched him at Oregon State when he was given the one series per quarter. But when you roll out and pay 7 figures for a quarterback, you're damn right I expect you to be good. So that's the hard part, because I don't want it to be like pro football. I like the idea of guys working their way up. Like, I like the idea of a Davis Warren, a guy who stuck it out, got his opportunity, whatever it may be. So tonight, probably a lot of running the football. Probably a lot of just base stuff, because we have 62 new players and I can't name 40 of them.
Okay, what's the underdog pick then for you? We're going to have you on every week, and I'm curious what we're doing with this. Are you taking teams to win outright, or is it just, hey, a team that's a big dog that you think can cover the big number?
It's your guy's show. You tell me what you want.
What do you have prepared, I guess?
You know my deal is, like, we always say this on the pod, is, like, points are like vitamins. You just take them. You know, like, whatever. I don't believe in the money line thing. That's just greedy. So, like, example, like, I really like USC against LSU, +4.5. You know, I want those 4.5 points in my pocket because I think it could be a game of who has it last. But I like, obviously, I mean, Miller Moss took the job. He fought off Malachi Nelson. He fought off the transfer Malieva from UNLV. I love their talent. I know their defense, it's terminally bad. But Danton Lynn the minute he went with UCLA, took the defense over, worked the bowl game for USC, and had immediate influence where they only missed like three tackles in the game, and on the year they missed like 140. LSU, they didn't go out and replace their NFL talent. The losses are huge. I mean, from Jaden Daniels to Nussmeier, from Malik Nabers to your neighbor, and defensively, Brian Kelly, I don't know what the hell he was doing, but like, they didn't go out and spend the money they have to bring in a legitimate defensive coordinator. So I like USC getting the 4.5, and you know the other one, Jimmy. I like UNLV getting 2.5 at Houston. Willie Fritz has taken over a disaster. You get the go-go offense. They brought in a pair of 1AA All-Americans and Haj Malik Williams and Lutzka, the kid from Holy Cross. They've got Ricky White, who's going to be an All-American wide receiver. And you get tempo, which I'm sure John will speak to. The last thing you want to see in week one of a season, when you really don't know what the other team's going to do, is something called the go-go offense, where they're running a play every 18 seconds. So I'd probably take UNLV with the 2.5 there.
Those picks and more on Cash the Ticket, the only podcast keeping an eye on the Holy Cross football roster, keeping you ready for the next season.
We got you.
I know they do.
BC dead to rights last year. Come on. I know. Get with it.
And I am not a lost cause. Talk to you later, buddy.
See you later, pal. Yeah. Bye.
I say to myself, I don't know how true that might be. I'm not a lost cause. I'm winning these bets. It's not a problem if you're winning, right?
Yeah. As long as you keep winning, and then you keep winning, and keep winning. The problem with betting is that
you don't keep winning.
You don't keep winning.
And it's a long season. I'll ride the highs as long as I can.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.